It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show, Friday, November 2nd. Let's dive right in.
All right, let's do it right now.
Because
just kidding. It's Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday. And I guess we're getting excited because the holidays are coming. And this new report says that double-digit growth in online shopping between Black Friday and Christmas this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Compared to that's saying a 14.8% increase compared to just a 2.7% increase for brick-and-mortar stores. They say that Thanksgiving Day sales are expected to increase 16.5%. They say if you're looking to buy some stuff.
Yeah, what's the best? All right, let's go with Black Friday.
Let's start with Thanksgiving because there are some stores that will be open.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Target's going to be open from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Thanksgiving and then reopen at 7 a.m. the next morning, Friday morning.
And as a person who worked on a holiday, please, it was a volunteer thing. I wanted to do it. Not everyone has a rosy picture of being with friends and family for holidays. Sometimes you're by yourself, and you don't want to be by yourself.
I always signed up. I was like, give me that time and a half.
Exactly, that too. So don't get too hard on them. But anyways, if you are going out Christmas or shopping on Thanksgiving Day itself, they say look for sporting goods. Those should be the best prices. Black Friday deals look good for apparel and for TV purchases. Probably apparel even get better on the 25th, which is that Saturday.
That's a good idea. If, like the day before Black Friday, you buy sporting goods, like a hockey stick or a,
baseball bat.
And then when you want to get in line for that, they'll let you right in then to get in line for that TV set.
It's funny how that works
That's good.
And then if you're looking for toys, Cyber Monday is going to be your best bet.
Really?
To do some toy shopping,
And that's when that's November 26th, right?
Yeah, that's the Monday after the big long weekend.
So is Thanksgiving late this year?
It's early. There's actually
another
Thursday.
Oh, really?
And I always thought it was supposed to be the last Thursday of the month, but I guess it's the third.
Oh, it's all right. Well, that's interesting.
So it's gonna be kind of a weird dichotomy.
Does that mean like another week of shopping?
Because it's like the 23rd or 24th, I think. And then whatever that Thursday is that week.
Yeah, I guess there would be another week.
Yeah, it is the 22nd. I'm just looking at it. Wow. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Kind of weird. So if you're going flying home for the holidays, and you're going in an airplane, be wary because a new study identifies the germiest, nastiest places on the plane.
All right, let me make it simple for you. Just don't sit down.
Pretty much.
As long as you don't sit down, you're going to be all right.
Let's be honest. The planes, they turn them around kind of quickly, and they're not really clean the way that you would clean them. They say the germiest place on an airplane, believe it or not, is the headrest.
The reason that Chris wears a hoodie when he flies. I think that's brilliant, actually. Yeah.
That's actually really smart. I do the same, but then I think about it after the fact, and I'm like, I only brought one hoodie. So then you have this dirty airplane hoodie the rest of your trip.
You always bring two. One to go and one to come back. They say that they've actually found they've tested positive for E. coli in the backs of seats, as well as the map pocket. That's also kind of germy and nasty as well.
I've got a theory. During the show, I was wondering, how does E. coli get on the headrest? I'm thinking, it's that tall, fat guy that's like trying to work his way through the aisles. His butt is going to rub against that. That's my theory.
I think Storm's just concerned about the butts on the headrest.
He's trying to figure out how that happened.
I mean, how does E. coli get on the headrest? Come on.
There are those red-eye flights, and, you know, sometimes they do things they shouldn't do.
No, that was funny.
By the way,
he said red-eye.
I did.
Okay.
Bring lots of hand sanitizer and try not to use the bathroom. That's the advice that they give you when you go on an airplane.
Yeah, and don't lick anything.
Yeah, for sure. I do that because I've seen I'm on a Facebook group called Passenger Shaming, and it's true. People will take their shoes off. They'll clip their nails. They'll put their feet up on the tray table.
Did you see somebody like with a pumice stone that were shaving their feet?
They do
on an airplane.
Some lady was shaving her legs at the airport. I mean, people do weird things.
Wow.
I guess it's the altitude. But anyways, I brought up the fact of when you pull the tray down.
Yeah.
I put hand sanitizer in a napkin and I give it a good wipe.
For the trial, okay.
Just because
smart.
That thing's never been cleaned.
Yeah, they don't take them down and wipe them out when they're cleaning the plane up.
There's not enough time. Let's talk about supermarket secrets. Things in the supermarket are not there randomly. They're there for a reason. This was actually a thread from current and former grocery store employees. They give you the secrets to why grocery stores do certain things. Have you noticed that the shopping cart has gotten bigger over the years?
Not just bigger. You can get like three kids in it now.
Yeah, the ones at Sam's, you got the double decker. You can put the kids.
And it's like a bus. Yeah. And it's got got a wheel. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, they beep when they back up.
Yeah, and that's it. Really, it's not. It's because they say the bigger the basket, the more stuff you're going to put into it. And they did say that when they double the size of the baskets, customers bought 19% more stuff.
All right,
that's the sole reason. However, if you notice, you bring that big basket, when you squeeze through the checkout lane, there's very little room to wiggle. That's on purpose too.
Yeah, but the reason I thought the reason would be that candy and those mints or that magazine, so you'd buy those. It's not for that.
No,
right?
At all. It's called offloading. It's when you take an item that you wanted to buy, but maybe you don't want to buy it now, and just kind of leave it. If there's no shelf or there's no place to put it,
you can't leave it anywhere.
You can't really leave it. So that's kind of some smart shopping there.
So if it makes it on the that treadmill, then you're going to have to pay for it.
You're going to have to pay for it. Right. They say that it's no secret that 80% of the groceries we buy each and every week are the exact same things over and over
over. Restocking, yeah.
Right. So to try and kind of get you out of your routine, they turn to produce. And vegetables, fruits and vegetables, all those great colors.
Yeah.
If you've ever noticed, there's special lights and there's special noises rain making things. These are all designed for you to maybe pick up an extra tomato or what is a rhubarb and what can I cook with a rhubarb?
Exactly.
And buy extra stuff.
What is this?
I do that all the time. I'm like, I don't even know what this is, but it looks cool. So maybe I should try to find a recipe for it.
Yeah. I did. What was it? Not a plum cod. I saw something at one of the stores.
A pluot?
Yes.
Pluot, that's the plum and an apricot. I love those things.
But they look really, really delicious.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I tried kohlrabi. Have you ever had kohlrabi?
No.
It's pretty cool. I got some at the farmer's market last week.
Kohlrabi, was that a plum?
It's a plant. It's like between an apple and a potato. It makes a great slaw.
Oh,
it's really cool. Yeah, it's really neat.
Is it sweet like an apple?
It's a root vegetable. It's got some tang to it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Very interesting. You can eat it raw or you can cook it.
Grocery stores took a trick from Las Vegas. They never have a clock available.
I didn't notice that until we did the story. You never know what time it is.
You never know unless you look at your phone.
Yeah.
And that's fine because they said it's just like with Las Vegas. If you have no concept of time, you don't know that you've been in there for maybe 2 hours.
Right.
Thinking you've only been there for 30 minutes. Plus, the Muzak that they play. And the times when they're not busy, yes, they're going to play down-tempo songs because they have actually had results in saying that you'll linger around the store 29% longer to those slow
They'll
songs.
Slow down the music.
But if you're kind of going like between 5 and 6 where you're going to grab something.
Well, they want to get people through.
They want you to go in and out. The tempo of the music is going to be a little upper, happier. And then this was interesting. 95% of shoppers have no idea what the cost is of stuff in their basket except for these four items.
Okay.
Milk, bread, bananas, and eggs.
All right.
Kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
It kind of is, yeah. But I think if you think about it, that's actually, I get those almost every time I go, so that makes sense.
Well, and for eggs, I know exactly, because we go like to 3 or 4 stores.
Right.
I know the price of every store of the eggs that I'm looking for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's got the best price?
The ones I like the organic with the omega-3 boosters in it.
The
egg
ones?
It's a Whole Foods.
Okay, how about that?
It's $3.99 for 12. I mean, it's a little pricey, but compared to if you've looked at eggs, some of them are upwards of $9 for a dozen.
Wow.
Good grief.
That's what I pay about $4 at the farmer's market.
Yeah. I grew up with chickens, and it makes me regret all the times I took it for granted when I'd have like 6 dozen cases of brown eggs at any given time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've got friends with chickens, and you go over to the house, you're going to leave with eggs.
That's what happened. Yeah, we're like, here, please, take some.
Except somebody at work gave me some eggs from their chicken coop.
Yeah.
I didn't wash the eggshells beforehand.
Uh-oh.
He got a little sick.
Yeah.
So. Did you really?
Chicken poo up in there.
Yeah. So make sure you wash them. Avoid the Sunday scaries. And this is really true. I guess maybe it happens earlier to us because we start the day Monday so early. But around 4 o'clock on a Sunday, I get really bummed out because I've got to start getting prepared for the work week.
The weekend's over.
You're thinking about what I'm going to do when we come in the morning, getting clothes ready and all that stuff.
Which is a drag because it kind of ruins half of a weekend day.
It really does. And it said that 80% of workplace professionals experience some sort of stress and anxiety building up on a Sunday knowing that you're going to have to return to work. Of that, they say that 60% are worried about the workload as they head into the office Monday.
Right.
44% trying to get that balance between work and off time, personal time. And then I thought, 39% of those that just blew off Friday and are scared that the thing they should have finished on Friday is still waiting for them on Monday.
Sounds like my college career.
So they say there's some things you can do to kind of curtail the Sunday scaries. One of them is to be careful of what you eat. Certain foods, snack foods in particular, like dark chocolate, which is high in antioxidants. Nuts and like almonds, cashews, and walnuts loaded with vitamin Bs. Both of those actually fight stress.
Nice.
So they kind of calm you down a little bit. Rethink your routine. Let's be honest. You get stuck in the same routine all the time. It gets kind of boring. So maybe spice things up on a Monday. Maybe go out for lunch if you normally don't go out for lunch. Or maybe go on a shopping tree when you're finished with the workday. Just something to kind of give you a goal to get up and go on a Monday. They say detox from social media because that'll stress you out to you, even on the weekend. And then they say go to bed on time, get that 8 hours of sleep, and create a to-do list, and don't make any Monday meetings. So when you go Monday...
Yes, that's a thing. I do the Monday morning thing, and I've really been making a diligent effort to purposely go to bed a little bit earlier, but the Monday thing is for sure, especially Monday morning things.
Shouldn't that be a constitutional amendment?
I know. People used to do that when I worked for the city. They'd schedule meetings at like 8:30 Monday morning.
On.
I'm like, are you on crack?
Yeah.
Nobody writes a memo 8:01 Monday morning.
That's true. So Alexa's going to be here, speaking of amendments, to help us with our civic duties of midterm elections that are coming up.
I think we just find something that Alexa can actually do for us.
Yeah. Alexa will actually tell you where to vote. Real-time results of the election and even explanations of ballot measures and amendments.
And they use neutral sites to get this information, so it's nonpartisan.
Yeah, Ballotpedia, Real Clear Politics, and the Associated Press for all this. So all you have to do is really just say, Alexa, who's on the ballot? Alexa, where can I vote? Sorry if your Alexa's going off right now and she's talking to you, but you should get the results pretty easily.
Alexa, play 98.5 KTK.
There you go. And then finally, more of our head-scratcher of a story.
Yeah.
A guy is suing Twizzlers, the makers of licorice candy, because he says his daily routine of eating Twizzlers has caused him to have heart disease.
Are we going to get a warning on the side of Twizzler packages now?
I hope not.
That's so silly.
Come on. You got a 73-year-old guy here who's filed a lawsuit against Hershey, who is the maker of Twizzlers, black licorice candy.
Yeah.
They say that it actually caused him to have heart disease,
Atrial fibrillation, yeah.
He was diagnosed with it last year. Ironically, it is true that the FDA came out last year and said that there is a particular enzyme inside black licorice that occurs naturally that can actually prompt heart problems in people over the age of 40.
Glycyrrhizin is what it's called.
He says that he's a healthy individual who's not obese and he's never had any heart conditions until he started eating about a bag of Twizzlers per week.
He's also
clearly it's the Twizzlers.
He's also 73.
73.
Yeah. I mean, come on, buddy.
Yeah, so they say that the chances of falling ill from licorice is higher if you're over the age of 40 and gobble down about 2 ounces of black licorice per day for at least 2 weeks. 16 ounces is a standard size bag. So if he's eating a bag a week, that could be it there. But, you know, the story went on, and I didn't mention this on the air, I think because of a time issue. There was a nurse that was quoted that says, you know what, look, there is something to be said about common sense. You, as the customer, need to research what's the ingredients to see if it's something that could harm you later on in life.
That's true. And you're 73, sir.
So who knows?
Put the candy down. It ain't Halloween.
Huh? Yeah. So there you go. That's our show for today, Friday, November
2nd. That was a great show right there, kids.
All right. We're taking the next couple days
off.
I'm telling
you
what.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we'll be here Monday probably with, you know.
No meetings. We just have a meeting with you, but that's it.
That's right.
No meetings with anyone else. Monday morning.
It'll be a fun meeting. There'll be like pastries.
Yes, bring donuts, please. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC. See ya.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.